Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Sorry about that. It just came perfectly in time.
Did it?
Yeah. Hello, I'm Evie.
Hi, I'm Claudia, and we are the hosts of the Poodcast. Just two gals trying to break the poo taboo.
Two gals in the big city, the smoke and flashing lights of the city.
We found out recently that there's lots of people that want to break the poo taboo, didn't we, Eves?
Yeah, I have heard about this, but I didn't actually, until you brought it to my attention, I didn't actually know who they were.
You never heard of them?
No.
I believe it's pronounced Joe Lacette.
I've been aware of Joe Lacette, who they're a comedian, I believe.
Yeah.
And they have a new podcast called The Turdcast, which is obviously a better name.
Obviously, look, we don't monopolise poo. No, we don't own your bowels.
We wouldn't dream of claiming that.
And we would be so contradictory of ourselves while all we're doing is saying, we're trying to break the poo taboo. We want more people talking about toilets.
It does have to be us, though.
It can only be us. And then Joe Lycett says he's going to have a podcast called The Turdcast. And we're like, excuse me.
I just would like to talk to him, though. This is the thing.
Yeah, we want to get him on.
I'm only happy for him if I'm part of it.
Yeah, we only want to benefit from this. Otherwise, what's the point?
No, it's and great.
It's
to have
fine.
That.
So I sent it to my family to be like, guys, uh-oh, big shitter alert. Literally, Joe Lycett's got a podcast called The Turdcast. Is this going to take everything away from us? Because people will only care about Joe Lycett and not us.
Because he's got a lot of things and this is all we have.
Exactly. And then my sister came back with It was like, he's going to feel your shit on his fan. I was like, fantastic.
Great.
Yeah. Good start.
We need more. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah. And or then my mum was like, oh, thank God, you intellectual propertise, whatever, however you say it, your jingle, because no one would ever come up with something as in depth. And I was like, Claire, that's fucking rude. It took me 10 minutes to write that jingle, you son of a bitch.
Wait, was she being sarcastic?
Yeah. Maybe somebody would actually want to steal my jingle, mum.
But it's also, I love your jingle. I think it's brilliant.
It's fucking class.
I remember when you wrote that jingle, you came up with a few and you were like talking about them. You hadn't written the tune, but you'd written lyrics, I believe.
Right. And that's how Taylor Swift does it.
Sorry. And then I went back around to your house a few weeks later and you started playing these other ones. And I was like, it's not what I had in mind. It's not what I'm thinking. And I literally went, I swear to God there was one, and it was ended with talking about people shitting themselves, and Claudia literally goes, yes, gets the ukulele out and just literally plays it immediately. She was like, do you mean that one? I was like,
Doreen.
Yes. Literally, it was so funny.
I mean, if somebody's job out there is to write jingles, I mean, obviously that is somebody's job.
That's
a fucking
job.
Banging job, innit?
You honestly come out with jingles like, you know, fucking Santa's emptying his sack. It's just an endless supply.
Thank you.
It's quite the skill.
Well, my stomach dropped a little bit when I saw that post about Joe Lycett, but you know, I've moved on.
We're talking about it now.
That's why, obviously, we've only spoke about it for, I believe the roadcaster was saying, approximately
4 minutes.
3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah.
Eves, how are your bum and tum?
Well, sorry, you just said your stomach dropped. So how are your bum
and
tum?
Oh, well,
really,
yeah,
actually?
They were, I did feel, I really do notice, and we spoke a lot about the gut-brain access. I think so much of
the
my
gut
IBS.
Brain access.
Access. Did I say access?
It just sounded like the if access you, to my gut and brain.
If you want special access to my OnlyFans of my gut and brain, then it's £5. No, I do think there is a definite link quite strongly with my IBS and my anxiety. So I do notice that. But for the most part, my bum and tum have been quite good. I've been really trying to do lots of research about these supplements.
IBS supplements.
Yeah, to help. But I'm finding it's like fucking Netflix. There's so much to choose from. I don't really know where to start, and they're all actually quite expensive.
Yeah, and it's hard to invest in something. You could justify it if you know it's going to work. But when you don't, you're like, I'm going to be spending £60 four different times only to, you know, be fucking CEO of a diarrhea.
Like, exactly. But while I do my market research, Buscopan, I haven't really dabbled much in before. And it...
Wait, Buscos?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I fucking love a Busco.
I don't find it, like, does the full job. But it is helping a little. Exactly what fucking does, other than me, myself, and I. But it
your mouth curled into a snarl, I would say. Other she than said that.
Me, myself, and I. so I've been using that a bit more, and I've been trying to take lots of multivitamins and blah, 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 giving my money to Boots. While I try and work out which supplement. I have actually like written a lot down. And looked at, I've been looking at fucking reviews like it's no tomorrow. So good. I'm hoping by the next time you see me, I'll have my supplements. But speaking of fucking Netflix and too much to choose from, may I please give you all some advice, listeners?
Yeah.
Don't fucking watch unless you want like an out of body experience, like, or essentially to feel like you're stoned.
I would quite like to actually, feel that.
Yeah, maybe. Don't watch the best Christmas ever, the new film that's on Netflix.
I've
top
seen
10.
That advertised on Netflix, and to be honest, I think I'm in a place where I feel like I might want to watch it.
I was excited, right? Heather Graham, who I love.
Is it Heather Graham?
Yeah.
Is it?
Brandy, who, ooh. I'm sorry, if you haven't seen Brandy's version of Cinderella with Whitney Houston, it's one of my favourite films of all time. So I was fucking gassed.
Jesus Christ.
It's amazing. Rodgers and Hammerstein. Whitney Houston is the fairy godmother.
Yeah.
It's got friggin' Bernadette Peters, Whoopi Goldberg. It's phenomenal. The music is made. Anyway. Oh, so good. But this film, I watched with my sister and boyfriend, and we all kept just looking at each other going, what the holy cunt. Fuck is going on?
Yeah.
If it had actually turned halfway through into a horror film, it would be one of the best movies you've ever seen. Because the acting was so robotic, and they were just randomly talking about potentially like swapping... like spouses in between, and then they'll go just kidding, and the music will go da, 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 da. And I'm like,
what the fuck
is somebody about to get stabbed? Like it's such
it could have gone that way. You yes. felt like enough on edge.
You find out, oh, I kind of want to spoil it. Can I spoil okay, it?
Of course. Okay, spoilers.
You find it halfway through. So seconds. All along the film, basically the film is the premise of that Brandy lives this incredible life and she sends out a newsletter. The whole film revolves around her sending out a newsletter.
Is it Gossip Girl?
Yeah. And the fact that Heather Graham is too embarrassed to send out a family newsletter. Like this is such a massive deal in the film. Mm. Anyway, so they go to Brandy's house and Brandy, like... is so insistent that they must stay for Christmas, the whole Christmas, even though Christmas is 5 days away, and she hasn't seen Heather Graham in about 15 years.
Okay.
And the reason that they decide to stay is because they get snowed in, so they can't get to their actual destination. Well, they clear the snow the next morning, but she just doesn't leave. Doesn't leave.
What?
Anyway, in the newsletter, Brandy talks about how amazing her family is, and her family is just incredible, and her son is not there at the minute because he's out, her like child son is in Africa, saving the continent with his inventions of how to like purify water. Okay. And the whole way through the film, they're going, oh, I just wish Daniel was here, the son. Oh, if only Daniel was here. But, you know, we're so proud of Daniel. And there's always this like really ominous music. And we're like, we kept looking at each other and like, did they murder Daniel? Like, and there's like this room in the house they can't go in. And we're like, Daniel's body is definitely in there. In which case, I'm so on board with this film because now it's a horror movie. No. So, Daniel died. Her son, we find out at the end of the movie, Daniel died.
Is this a dark film?
And so she lied. He's not in Africa, so he's dead. But she was like, it's just not the kind of thing you want to put in a holiday newsletter. And then she comes out and sings Merry Christmas on a fucking mic. And you're left there going, what the fuck just happened?
Is it supposed to be a comedy?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay,
no.
So you're
supposed to be a heartwarming Christmas film.
What about that is
and Daniel's wish was that he wanted to invent a balloon, a hot air balloon, that they could travel the world in to save energy. Well, Brandy invents the balloon. She keeps it out in the back garden and she shows it to Heather Graham. She's like, look what I came up with. And then she flies off in the balloon.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I promise you. Heather Graham, who I love, it's the worst acting I've ever seen her do ever. Like, I feel like she's having a stroke the whole way through the film.
I'm just going to have to quickly Google her face because I'm worried I'm thinking of the wrong person.
It is... just the most stupid fucking film.
Oh, yeah, Heather, yeah. I love her.
It's so...
Why did she agree to do that film?
I don't know. I don't know, but let me save you some time, listeners. Actually, no, if you've got some pals and some wine and you're like, we want a really stupid, dumb evening, watch it together. Just please, just don't watch it on your own.
If people have an evening with me, they have no choice but to have a stupid, dumb evening. So why not watch the film?
She's just so stupid. She's so dumb.
When you were saying out-of-body experience, it made me think of something that I saw on Twitter /X. I can't call it that.
No, don't call it that.
This week, where Lucy Mangan has written for Guardian a review of The Crown, the latest series of The Crown. She's given it 1 star with the title "So Bad It's Like an Out-of-Body Experience."
Fuck off.
And it made me laugh so much.
That's brilliant.
I know. 1 star for The
one
Crown.
1 star is savage. The and Crown, it's the Diana well. Years. Like, yeah, that was supposed to be some good shit.
Yeah.
Imelda.
They watched Jumanji. Apparently not even Imelda or Elizabeth Debicki can hold it together.
No.
It's really going in and out, isn't
maybe
it?
Maybe try and sit, to the front.
And apparently it's just completely ridiculous to the point, spoiler, The Crown spoiler, apparently.
Diana's dead?
Diana dies. So it's awful.
Just
awful.
Like Daniel. And they kept it from the world. The Queen did not send out a newsletter that year.
Heather Graham's distraught.
David, Daniel and Diana are all dead.
David's dead. Sorry. All the D's, 3 big ones. Dead. They're all dead because they didn't have a biscuit.
Fuck's sake.
Sorry. And apparently in one scene, spoiler, you see Diana come back as a ghost.
Oh, piss off.
Yeah.
No.
And visits the Queen and Charles. Isn't that hilarious?
That's so not on, because the Diana years are fascinating. Diana was amazing. I'm a big stan for Princess Diana.
Do you remember the death?
No.
Do you not?
No, but I've watched quite a lot of documentaries on Diana. And I haven't watched the series of Crown. I think I watched the last 2 series of Crown. I can't remember, but I watched the early part where they introduced Diana. And I actually thought it was done quite well.
Mm.
So this is really...
It was Emma Corrin.
Yes, yeah.
They were playing Diana. And now it's Elizabeth Debicki, which is funny because I think she's maybe 4 years older than Emma Corrin.
Oh, she's just got Emma Corrin to do it.
Yeah.
I know they do switch up, most people, don't they? Yeah. But that's really disappointing because that could have been done. Just never put ghosts into stuff where it's not remotely paranormal. I mean, this is another thing about the fucking Brandy movie. Randomly, Santa Claus just shows up half of the thing and they don't acknowledge it. I'm like, what is happening? Is this a comedy like movie for adults?
This has really moved you, this film, hasn't
it? It's fucking dumb. It was so dumb. Oh my God, we rewinded so many bits of it because we were like, can we just make sure that's exactly what happened?
That's so funny. Like, I love dumb films.
Oh, it was actually quite fun to be dumb. How's your bum and tum, little dum dum?
Thank you. It's young, dumb, full of gum. Sorry, I don't know why I say these things. I do.
It's your brain, sweetie.
Oh my God, new allergy just dropped. So it's the winter season. I'm eating a lot of root vegetables, garlic, onion, desperate time. And as I've discovered now, for 3 days on the bounce, I kept eating it and I kept nearly shitting myself and the flatulence, babe, been awful.
Oh,
sweet
honey.
Potato.
You're in a new relationship. You gotta watch that. I'm sorry. Can I just check myself? I take that comment
back. You
need
to watch that.
You fucking don't. Sorry.
That's okay.
This is ingrained in us, isn't it?
But it's also, ooh, it's what happened to me because I ate the sweet potato in the 3 days last week. I wasn't seeing him 3 days in a row. So I just ate all of the sweet potato. And I, on all 3 mornings after, I farted myself awake. And then I farted myself awake in bed on Saturday morning. He was there.
Yeah.
And
did you fart him awake as well?
He laughed. But then I didn't bring it up in the morning and neither did he. And I think he was actually asleep.
But it is funny.
I know, but I don't think he remembered. But then I was like, okay, thank God. Oh my God, thank God. And then I was like, actually, like... it's what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to get a grip. And he wouldn't care.
Mate, he wouldn't care.
He wouldn't care.
And neither should you, ladies and gentlemen.
I did a bit. But yeah, I've learned the lesson. I got, every single time I was having the same meal and I was like, was really weird, isn't it? I keep getting those really bad stomach pains. I don't know. But yeah, I think it also did have quite a lot of red onion in the meal as well.
Yeah.
And by the day three, I took out the red onion and then blended all of the other vegetables left over, and I made it into a soup.
Okay.
Same issue. So I was like, I actually think it might be the sweet potatoes, and they're quite complex carbs, and they'd sometimes really send me off into space. But
they just make up so many good meals as well. They're sweet such potato. A good substitute for loads of stuff as well.
Do you know what I love doing? Putting sweet potato in omelettes as well. Fucking hell, I love it.
Oh, fuck.
But I think it's not... But the good thing about it is I don't get diarrhea and I don't get stomach cramps. I just get terrible flatulence. Well, so,
So maybe...
I could eat it.
Maybe eat it mostly on your alone time days.
On my alone time, of which there are now fewer because I got a boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
And he won't tell me that he loves me. I don't know why. He won't tell me. He won't say it.
What? But after you fart or just in general?
No, ever.
What? I'm sorry. As in, because you're expecting it now or because he's already told you he's never going to tell you that he loves you?
Imagine if he'd said that.
That's why I'm like, no.
He just hasn't yet and I'm getting impatient.
Oh my God. But mate, I'll be honest. I told Rich I loved him 3 months before he told me.
This is fascinating. Yeah. Say more.
Well, then he told me, and I got really cross about it. He told me when he was drunk on a voicemail while he was in arena. He went.
Wait, he did it first.
No, as in I told him.
Okay, so what happened? That's what I want to hear.
Okay, fine. I told him one night when we were lying in bed. It was really late at night, and I said to him, "I love you," and he said. He was like, it's not that I don't necessarily feel the same. He was like, but he was like, you've actually already said this to somebody. And he was like, I think you find it quite easy to say. And he was like, I've never said it to anybody. And he was like, it's not that I don't definitely feel that way, but I just need a bit more time. And I was like, okay, fair enough. And then time goes by.
He does leave things, doesn't he?
He loves to fucking leave stuff until I'm basically a shell of a person. And then we were both on a night out. He thought I was still in this magical place called Arena, and I wasn't. And he called me and he was like, Claude, where are you? I really want to see you because I want to tell you that I'm in love with you. Aww. And then, but I listened to this voicemail the next morning, and then I was like, basically waiting for him to say it like to my face. And then I was like, do you remember calling me last night? And he's like, no. I was like, well, let's let the jury hear it out, shall we?
Did you play it?
Yeah, I played it.
Oh my God, Claudia with the receipts.
I know. And then he was like, well, now I'm really cross because I wanted to tell you that today. And I'm like, well, you've already fucking told me.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. And that's the kind of... He was cross with himself, really.
And that's the kind of, you know, holiday card romance that we've always had. But I
need to hear this.
I think it's like anything when people are like, oh, when did so-and-so ask you to be your boyfriend? Well, half the time they don't always officially ask you. You have to sit down and go, I'm your girlfriend, right? Yeah, of course, I was thinking. Like, these things don't always look like they do in the movies. Yeah. And they're probably not going to be always this magical moment. And both of you can get really frustrated because actually you wanted it to be a magical moment and you didn't even play it right yourself, even though you're in charge of doing these things.
Well, isn't it?
It's just a life. It just doesn't always work like that. But I don't think either of us told each other that we were in love with each other the way that we probably would have wanted to, but it doesn't matter.
And you've said it countless times since.
He tells me every day.
That's lovely. Yeah.
We could do is if you're ready to say this to your boyfriend, we could just play him this.
Oh yeah, that would be a great way of finding out, wouldn't
it? There's the receipts. Listeners, get involved. Let's do a flash mob. Can we do a flash mob?
No.
That's the most you thing I've ever heard. I know what she'll love. It. A flash mob in King's Cross Station.
That's very Friends with Benefits.
Is it giving you anxiety about telling him or no?
No, I'm just... It was like the conversation about whether or not we were going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's never going to talk to me about this. And then he did. And he brought it up. And I was like, fine. But now I'm back in that position. But now it's about this. But then when he went to, I can't believe I'm saying these things.
I know, I'm looking at you like, I fucking stand this.
Okay, great. But, you know, he's never going to listen to this.
Is there a way of blocking people from certain episodes? You just can't listen to this one.
Yup, you're out. Hopefully he wouldn't have... Like, played this long anyway.
Who does?
Who did? I don't know. But he went to leave my house this morning. He went, okay, well, I'll love you and leave you.
And you're like, but do you?
And then I, as a joke, said, don't leave or I'll kill myself.
And it's starting to make sense. I think you have to back yourself that even if they don't say it back, somebody has to say it first.
That's it. But then I was doing the research, apparently 76% of the time it's met. If you're in a heterosexual relationship, it's the men who say it first.
What do you mean you were doing the research? Did you Google it?
Yeah.
What did you write?
What time do you go out in Marbella? That's a joke, because one of our friends was seeing a guy and he was out in Marbella and he hadn't texted back, and she couldn't work out if it was because he was on a night out or not. So she Googled, what time do you go out in Marbella? And then when he got back, he went to use a laptop and she'd Googled, what time do you go out in Marbella? It's so good. It's so funny.
Well, maybe this is how you should do it with him as well. Leave your laptop
out.
How do I tell someone I love them? Do you, I think the question is also, do you want to do it in any sort of like cute way? Do you want to write it on a crumpet or a sweet potato or something?
Definitely on a sweet potato.
You could say, you're my sweet potato and I love you. And give me just as much wind. And you're the wind beneath my wings, just like this sweet potato. You just like, do you want to just do it like just in a chat?
I'm not going to announce it or put it in skywriting, but there are moments in conversation where I feel I stop myself from saying it.
It's so nice, because that's when you know. When there's something happening, I don't know why I'm saying this to you as if you don't know that, but as in, like, you know, if you're like playing a game or something, they do something stupid and you're like, oh my God, I love you.
Yeah, I've had icks before. Exactly the same thing happened. A guy I was seeing last year brought around a backpack when he stayed at my house, and I was like, that's the most fucking disgusting thing I've ever seen, get out. And then he came round and he had a backpack and he brought ingredients around and he took out some cumin out of the backpack because he wasn't sure if I had it in. And I was just like, I love you. But had the other person done that, I was like, they're disgusting. But this time I was like, of course you need your backpack. It's so weird, isn't it?
Because that's what love is.
But your brain, I think when you don't like someone, is trying to find the reasons.
And in the same way that when you're in love with someone, every dumb thing they do is fucking adorable. Yeah. Do you know what this is making me think of? You know, I've always said you look like Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
Well, I'm rewatching The Happy Place. The Good Place.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I'm watching the bit where she first tells Chidi that she's in love with him. And she finds it really hard to do it.
Oh, God.
Because she's so sarcastic, just like you.
She's just a cult. She's just looking out for herself. She wants a margarita mix and she just, that's me.
And then she meets Chidi.
Chidi Anagonye.
And everything changes. Because he brought out his cumin. That makes me think of a New Girl when Jess doesn't know how to dirty text. And she gets a text and she goes, I'm cumin. Cumin? Is he cooking? What's he cooking?
It's so good.
Well, mate, I mean, fucking hell, if there's ever a cliffhanger, stay tuned. I want to know what happens.
Oh, well, I'll let you know.
This is very exciting. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah,
you deserve it. Yes, yeah, look at that.
For sake. No, thank you, Claudia. That's really kind. I don't know why this whole podcast episode has just been about...
Because it's Christmas!
It's Christmas time!
That's what you've got to do. Because it's Christmas. And if you can't tell someone that you love them at Christmas when can you? Oh, my God!
Shall I ring his door and then do all the cards?
I'll make the cards for you.
Claudia, I forget what that you get like this.
I'm like Heather. I just love. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Do you just love love? And there's nothing better than love at Christmas.
Claudia, it's
coming on Christmas.
Oh, my God. This is why I just don't like talking about this stuff, because I just like being sarcastic and cynical.
Oh, God, the bells. Evie's in love. Ring is with you. Very so good.
Right, well, let's keep everyone posted on that. We've not spoken about bowel and bladder conditions at all. Have we got a toilet tale we need to do as well?
Yeah, you will hear it after this short musical interlude.
We look forward to that. This is the part of the podcast where we talk about our toilet tales. Claudia, have we had anything sent in?
Yes, we have, and I haven't read it yet, so I'm very excited.
I know who this is as well.
Oh my God, stop it. Okay. It says, let me take you back to 2012. What were we doing in 2012?
We were in our second year at university.
Oh, magical time. when I was waiting for him to tell me that he loved me.
You were waiting. You were getting drunk voicemail. Was that second year, was it?
Yeah, just wandering around. You know, you listen to a lot of Taylor Swift and you're looking at a lot of leaves being like, when will he love me?
Anyway. It's always, Taylor Swift is always there, isn't she?
Oh, she's always there. Always there. Always there. Okay. Let me take you back to 2012. I was at university studying animal behaviour and I really fancied a guy on my course. I plucked up the courage to invite him over to watch a David Attenborough documentary, The Original Planet Earth.
Oh, tremendous series, right? Yeah.
And to my surprise, he agreed.
Ooh, saucy.
After a few episodes of watching birds attempting to get laid, we could stand the tension no longer.
Ooh, I love watching birds trying to get laid.
Is it? What does it for you?
They just always get nice gems and shells and...
Like, oh, right, they do the aesthetics. The birds yeah. know how to do the candles and the rose petals.
Oh, they do that.
But they do it with nice. Fucking feathers. Plumage.
Plumage before the plumage. I don't
Post-coital
know
plumage.
Mm-hmm, baby.
And that's foreplay. we got down to business and engaged in some animal behaviour of our own. Oh! Suddenly, things started to feel not right. And to my horror... Oh, my God, I've read two words coming up in the sentence and I can't. I realised that my clitoral piercing had disappeared. Dun, dun, dun.
It's a magic trick.
I wasn't in pain. Let's pull a rabbit out of a hat and hopefully it will have me wearing my clitoral piercing. have I told you about the time my dad didn't know how to say clitoris?
He said
clitoris in front of the whole family in a game.
That's good.
Awful. I mean, yeah, your fault. I know. For one person in the room that day.
I remember talking to your mum about it and she said that your dad said it as if he was going past the national park. And here on the left we have...
The clitoris.
The clitoris. Made me laugh a lot.
Sound like it was like a dinosaur. Sorry. I raised the alarm and my study buddy desisted. Desisted?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What?
Stopped.
Oh, sorry.
You read deceased?
No, I read it as in like, he was like, no, you're lying. But oh, obviously, this is when you ask someone to stop. Maybe I read it as resisted. Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I can't read. Anyway, I decided it was best to go and get examined at the student surgery a few days later. And lo and behold, the nurse retrieved said piercing whilst exclaiming, here it is! She's just been on a journey around your tubes.
That's fucking vile.
And on your left, you'll see the fallopian tube. Safe to say, it made me feel sick and I've never put it back in. I'm not fucking surprised,
don't
babe.
Bother.
I didn't see my course pal ever again. I'm also not surprised. I got married this year, so I reckon it's all fine. Because that is the only way you'll know. But I don't. Oh my God, I can't speak. But I don't go a week without cringing at the thought of the silver hoop having a gander round the old fallopians.
It's for me. It's the, you know, the Prince Alberts, the clitoral piercings. What's in it for whom? What nipple piercings make you cringe?
Other than the nurse who gets to pull it out of you, getting to tell her mates. Yeah, I actually went with quite a few of my mates to get their nipples pierced. Ooh. Because there was this place down the road from our school. So it's like, you got a free period. Yeah, should someone just go get a piercing? We'd always go, someone get an ear piercing, someone get a nose piercing. And then it started catching on and the girls were all getting their nips done.
Oh,
as a bystander,
God.
Fuck me, it's the horror film that I said that I wanted this week. It was quite terrifying watching it, mate. And I've seen it done, I went with three friends to get their nipples pierced.
God, they love it.
Yeah, they fucking
love
it.
I reckon I can guess which ones.
Only one of them, you know. But out of my best mates. No. Oh my God, no. Did she? Oh yeah, okay, fine, two of them.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, they're wild. I did not get my nipple piss.
No, me either.
I really want to know, does like, what is the benefit of clitoral piercings?
I don't
does
know.
Does it feel, oh my God, your clitoris. Oh my God,
want
your
anyone
clitoris.
Going anywhere near it, just in case if anything went wrong, that's a lifetime of joy maybe taken away.
Like, do they still do it with like the gun that they pierce your ears
with? Oh, I want to stop. I want to stop. I want to get, stop the ride and I want to get off.
Well, she's not going to get off if that's...
Oh, it's a fucking dog again, Claudia.
Oh, shut up, that fucking dog. I would pierce that dog.
I would pierce that dog in right the in heart the clip. With steel. Fucking hell. We're going to have to go.
We're going to wrap that up. We didn't really help you at all with your toy tale there, but that is probably one of my favourite ones that we've had in so far. I absolutely love that story.
I do know this individual, and okay. I remember her telling me a days after this had taken place. I remember her so clearly saying that the nurse had said, it's been round your tubes. And I asked her to send it in.
You know, it's like a really sick version of interrailing, isn't it? Like, you just don't want to take that journey.
I certainly don't. And yeah, I can't imagine there are enough benefits in order to warrant that risk.
But I really want to know what they are, and I'm probably going to do some research when this is over. So
next week, Google it. How's your bum turn? She's going to be like, I got my clip pierced.
So babe, nobody panic, but I got my clip pierced.
Rich has got a Prince Albert.
And if you, you know, join us on Patreon, ooh, you can see it for yourself.
Imagine a Prince Albert piercing got caught on a clitoral piercing.
Oh,
it just seems
God,
like
when
a lot.
To become one. Like, it must
never
have
seen
happened.
A like a, sorry. Yeah, it must have happened. Let's Google that as well. Maybe we can read that on the next one.
Do you remember when you came to my Hindu as a clitoris?
I went.
That was a year ago today.
Was it this week? Yeah. Oh my God, what a different life we both now lead.
Yeah.
I was exactly the same. Yeah, it was quite weird actually, because the theme was C, obviously after Claudia and Campbell and Crony, who's her husband's surname and maybe yours as
who
well.
Who knows, Campbell, to work it out.
Change it. And I was like, obviously clitoris, the first thing that came to mind. And then I was like, I want to do cock, but I think there'll be a few cocks. I get there. We've got a chef.
Yeah.
We've got, I don't know, it was like a crisp or something. And it was all very wholesome. And then I was saying to the girls, I was like, well, I've really wanted to come as a cock, but I thought there were going to be loads of those, so I've come as a clitoris. And everyone there went, oh, no, I hadn't thought of that. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Not a single one of you thought of cock.
Yeah, I am quite surprised that none of them came as a cock.
Come on.
Yeah.
Claudia, obviously, on brand, went as a crap.
Yeah, I came as a crap. I showed up and they immediately dressed me up as a crap.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
But if you've got any of your own toilet tales, may or may not involve piercings, then please do send it in.
We can't wait to hear about your piercings gone wrong.
Or if you've got a great clitoral piercing and it's gone right.
Let's talk about it. We want to celebrate your wins, people.
Oh, God, yeah. We want to celebrate wins.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Well, on that note, you can send them in to @thepoodcastofficial@gmail.com. No, I always do it like that. thepoodcastofficial@gmail.com or
fine.
@_poodcast if you'd rather DM us, send us a voice note, whatever you friggin' want to do.
If you've got our numbers, send us a WhatsApp.
Oh my God, just send them to us.
If we're going out, kiss me. Tell me that you love me. It's not difficult.
Just tell her that you love her, all right?
Fucking hell, I need to let this go. Sorry.
No, right. You don't.
I'm going to deal with it this evening.
Stay tuned.
Bye. Bye.